Good morning. Today is Tuesday, March the 8th, 67th day of the new year. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director, Tony Smithers.
Good morning, Brian.
And to you, sir. And to you. Okay. Time to get back to business. Just reveling in the good morning part. Our quote this morning. I got two of them. They're both ships.
I like ships.
I know you like ships, and I know you like playing on ships, so I think this one may be appropriate, both of them. I'm going to give you two for one today.
Okay, I get two for one.
Because they're both really, really short. First one from Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice. Ships are but boards, sailors but men.
Oh.
That's kind of cool. And the other is from Robert Burton in The Anatomy of Melancholy, 1621. What is a ship but a prison?
Well, the voluntary prison, for the most part.
So, yeah, not at that time. Oh, boy, yes. Yeah. Involuntary servitude. Yeah, oh, boy. Do you think Humboldt County, do you think Eureka has lost its maritimeness?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, it's not just, you know, every now and then we see a large ship come into the bay to load, you know, wood pulp or whatever. But it's the fishing fleet, it's the recreational, it's the, you know, everything. And the annual visit from the tall ships, which is coming up in a month and a bit. So the answer is no, not at all.
How can we, or should we, know what the history is? I mean, you got the Maritime Museum, and they have their niche that they work with. The Clark, I'm sure, has got an awful lot of them. Mm-hmm. But for regular guys to understand, we built ships here for World War II. Clipper ships were being built here in the 1870s.
Yeah.
You know, the Mattigat, they do a pretty good job about the boat, and they've got the twin or the sister that they're working on. But the history of maritime in Humboldt.
Sure, you know, just like the history with logging and the history of rail,
that's the fear I have, is that those are going to disappear just as well.
Well, my point is that all of those are great opportunities for us to provide a great show of interpretation of all the stuff that happened here. I'm reminded particularly because we were informed recently, there was a news article that the National Park Service is very nearing completion of the restoration of the C.A. Thayer, a very large lumber schooner, which is currently down at Hyde Street Pier in San Francisco. I had the pleasure of walking around on it a year or two ago while they were in the middle of this construction. That boat was built over at West Haven on Humboldt Bay by the Ben Dixon shipyards that produce hundreds of similar vessels that sailed the entire West Coast and the Pacific.
You said West Haven?
No, Fairhaven.
There you go.
Fairhaven, yeah.
That in and of itself would have been a big story.
Yeah, it was a haven.
we'll get the story right sometime. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19. We'll be back, wherever he is, with Tony Smithers.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Tony Smithers.
Back in Eureka, definitely.
In Eureka, yes, in the lovely studios on Humboldt Bay. Okay. You had shared that one of the things that you're looking to do for the traveling road show for Humboldt County is to have some video accompaniment rather than the stills and the posters and the big backdrops and the stuff that has been used, that
right,
you've got some more, I guess, for those who need something different to be with. Are these saying the same thing with pictures, or is this bringing new additional depth to the information that you take to these consumer shows when you're doing the road shows?
Well, I'm not sure it's necessarily deeper information. Obviously, when we get into a conversation with a potential visitor, we can be as deep as you like. But what having a video,
Mr. West Haven?
I'm really in deep with that one. No,
just for another half hour.
But if you think about how the typical one of these shows goes, where there's usually myself and one or two other representatives of the county in a booth, we got a great 10-foot backdrop of redwoods, which gets people's attention, and then we have a map up on a easel, because the men particularly all love to look at maps and say, "Oh, I've been there," and that's a great conversation starter. But apart from that, it's our ability to engage people one-on-one and have a conversation. What do you like to do? Where you're going? And often you have to be pretty quick on your feet. I take visual cues from what they're wearing. Like if he has a Harley-Davidson hat on, I could say, "Oh, do you like motorcycles? We've got Highway 36, which has been called the best road in California, et cetera, et cetera." And all that kind of one-on-one. So that's all very good. It's important. That's how we make the sale. But it's limited to the time of the one person it can have. So it's two people at a time can be sold to in the booth. However, if we have a video up, then people walking by, people standing there waiting their turn to talk, have something to look at, something to give, put ideas in their head, and also to paint the message about what Humboldt is all about.
Well, you used to call it stickiness.
Exactly.
It sounds like a stickiness for the booth.
Right. Now, we haven't done this in the past. First of all, it took me a while to realize that I wanted to. But the logistics, I think it's very important to have those conversations, and we're still going to be able to do that. But also, we didn't have the quality of video that we really wanted, we felt would represent us. So, now we do. We have been given permission by the Humboldt Lodging Alliance, who invested a lot of effort and funds into a year of video shooting by a local videographer named Malcolm DeSoto, who's extremely talented. So now we've got incredible, fantastic footage of Humboldt County. And so my marketing committee directed me and authorized us to buy a lovely 50-inch monitor that we will have in our booth.
Is that big enough?
Well,
I was thinking like a projector screen kind of a deal.
Projector. This is often an outdoor.
Oh, so yeah, you don't want to project it out on the mountains. Yeah. Okay.
And what can
look? There's a redwood forest on the hills.
What can we transport conveniently, et cetera? But so it's a good. Anyway, the price of those things have come way down, and so.
Are you looking to also have CDs available and just hand those out? If somebody says, "Hey, that's really cool, but I don't have the time to sit here and watch the whole thing,"
that's something to look at. And we used to do that at the bureau. We had to hand it out, photos and videos. But now it's all on the web, so you just really just tell people go to redwoods.info and you'll find it. You can download it. That's the way it's done these days, Brian.
Okay. Fine. When you guys are doing the booths, do you have people who grew up here stop by?
Constantly.
What is their story versus somebody who's never been here before?
Well, it's either the person who grew up here or the person whose parents took them here when they were younger.
Those don't count. I'm curious, what do the natives say? Is it fond memories? Is it, "Boy, I'm glad I got out. Gee, things have changed"? What do they say?
9-1, it's fond memories. Because we hear all the time how Humboldt is the way California used to be. And so people have this sort of golden age perspective of really growing up, running around in the woods, as having a very healthy, a sort of Norman Rockwell-esque upbringing.
What we used to be able to do here. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make sense.
That may or may not be true. That is what people tell me.
You know, running around the woods could be going across the street down in the gully. And running around the woods, it doesn't necessarily have to be at a state park.
Exactly.
And run around the woods.
Right.
But just the ability to and the memories of.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool stuff. Okay. Well, so that makes sense. I figured that would be a different cross-section. Or if I'm standing there as somebody from the area and somebody else comes up, I would think odds are I'm going to end up being the guy telling the story instead of you. And you get to deal with somebody else, or you get to listen in on what my experiences were.
Right, and that happens.
And compliment.
That happens a lot in these sort of ever-changing conversation we have.
Do you ever ask why they haven't come back?
Well, we don't want to put them on the spot.
Normal conversation.
Our job is to encourage them to come back.
Yeah. Thinking about relocating, not visiting.
Oh, relocating.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, it's amazing that, you know, tourism is a gateway drug. There is a lot of relocation, retirement, business relocation, whatever, begins with a very innocent tourism visit.
Yeah. It was a wide side of the road. I pulled over and never got back on the road.
It's kind of why I'm living here in Humboldt County, too, where I started.
Okay, so there are downsides to that.
Thank you.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with the Executive Director of the Humboldt Convention and Visitors Bureau, Tony Smithers.
Hello.
Talk Shop presented by Redec and by CDH Painting. Tony, looking at some of the different challenges that are out there, whether you're talking to folks out of the area that have memories of being here, whether it was passing through or growing up or whatever it might happen to be, or passing through as they were growing up. A lot of us have done that one, too. One of the ongoing challenges, I would suspect, you guys know what you want to say. You got your basic messages, how to say it. But when the folks come here, how do they then get their answers? And what are the answers? Whether it's at the gas station filling up. Where's the blank?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or where's the best blank or the worst blank in the retail settings, in the various shopping areas? Let's pick Bayshore Mall as an example. Okay, I mean, it's a mall, yeah. There's some choices, yeah. Do they train their folks? Probably not to the same extent that Ferndale might, because it's so focused on and the awareness is on tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of owner-operators. I mean, you know, if somebody has a question, you yell over the display rack, hey, where's the data? And you get instant satisfaction that way. Is there any coordinated effort other than your class at Humboldt State to help to integrate and to figure out what are the basics? How do you answer questions? I mean, a lot of folks don't even know how to answer questions of the customers about the products in the store.
Sure. Well, I'm happy to say that there is. In fact, you know, the Chambers of Commerce and the Bureau have taken various runs at this over the years. In fact, when I first arrived at the Bureau years ago, there was a recent...
I remember what our question was for you. Why do you have to stay so long?
No,
it wasn't quite that.
Do you have to leave so soon?
Okay, well, it was close.
Right. That was a very large Forest Service grant that the Bureau had gotten to provide hospitality training to local, frontline employees.
Oh, and CR had some classes for a period of time?
CR had some classes. The Chamber of Commerce in Eureka arranged local tours for hospitality employees.
Kind of like what you do with the traveling media coming through town.
Yeah, we call them fam trips. Yeah.
Okay, but the same concept.
Right.
Yeah.
So this last year, in fact, we have implemented a new committee at the Bureau called the Hospitality Committee. I think I've mentioned this to you before. And it's made up of, you know, sort of a new set of faces who having, you know, engaged in other aspects of the Bureau, but are very interested in all those things about what happens when the visitor gets here. Because usually the whole Bureau is focused on getting people here.
Yeah, once they come through the front door, now what?
Now what? So, you know, and because if you want to look at yourself as a tourism destination and how to be a successful destination and keep that prosperity going, marketing, you have to look at the product. You can't just say it's all promotions. You got to look at the product. And so, you know, we're looking for opportunities that we can improve that visitor experience. So sometimes it's looking at things like, you know, signage. Can people find what they're looking for? It's talking about visitor centers. Do we have enough? How should they be organized? What should they look like? And this is all very walking before we run kind of stuff. We're just sort of asking these questions. But more specifically, we put a lot of effort into this whole customer service and hospitality training element of it. Our point of view is that, like it or not, Humboldt is a tourism destination, and we hope that everyone who lives here will see themselves as part of the tourism industry, to the extent that they have a sense of hospitality and are looking to provide a good experience whenever they run across a visitor.
I would suggest one of the most challenging things, particularly for those under 30, 35, which are often the folks that are going to be in the target you're just
absolutely
referencing, is listening skills.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Exactly. What did you say and what did you mean when you said? Instead of making a supposition and then answering questions that aren't being asked, what is it that you're looking for? I mean, just simple, real easy. When you say that, what are you really, you know, so I can get you a better picture, what is it that you're really looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Just something that simple could really help to, I think, provide what you're looking for.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's why, you know, the committee's developed this approach where we split it into two elements. One side we're calling fam trips, and it's really all about product knowledge. Because to be a concierge, you have to know your product. You have to have actually been to and seen Founders Grove and Fern Canyon and, you know, all those places we want our visitors to go to.
Yeah, if you've never been to Boy Scout Trail or the tree, how do you describe it versus Founders or versus mm-hmm. any of the other? I mean, the four or five things that you want to see.
Right.
And really provide somebody a true experience of what we have in our area.
Sure. So that product knowledge is part of it. The other part is you might call more of a classroom experience, and it focuses on what you were saying. We're using the term front desk etiquette, but it's more than that, obviously. It includes those listening skills, and how to deal with customers, whether they're happy or unhappy. You know, basically customer service in the hospitality setting.
And most of these folks are sensitive to it anyway, because that's part of what their job is.
Well,
description is
right, because we're talking primarily service. You know, front desk employees, you know, wait staff, visitor center, you know, all those kinds of folks who have that daily beak to beak contact with our tourists.
Beak to beak?
Sorry.
No. Eyeball to eyeball. Okay. Very comfortable with KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:43. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop with Tony Smithers. Tony, with this hospitality training venture or re-adventure? Yeah, okay, it works for me.
Reboot.
Yeah, there you go. That the Visitors Bureau is looking to undertake. How are you going to find out where the weaknesses are, the areas you need to train to, and what the typical traveler is interested in so that you can really polish that skill set?
Well, you're right that it's a little seat of the pants to start with, but I think you have to either do it that way or spend a lot of money on research. The fact is, Brian, we have a lot of interaction with our visitors when we go to shows and we talk to our colleagues at the chambers and the visitor centers and what have you. So we're starting from a pretty informed place about what the issues are and what the product highlights are. I think the first goal is to elevate the frontline staff to a basic minimum level of knowledge and service. And then we can maybe deal with those little fine points that you're alluding to.
So even just the basic meet and greet sometimes is lacking.
I've had some, there's an apocryphal story that some board members share about being in a restaurant and some tourist asks the wait staff, what is there to do around here? And the gum-chewing server will say, well, nothing much. So, let's deal with that and then we'll get on to the more elevated questions.
So is that driving them around and showing these folks as part? I would think, now I'm coming from a different perspective than you are, okay, we'll train your folks, $50 is what your cost is. Anytime you bring a new guy or gal on board, $50, and we'll spend 2 hours, sit down, point out the highlights of the community that you're in, and bring them up to speed where everybody else is, and just have it as an ongoing training series, if you will. Is that the model you're looking at?
That's the hope. We're gonna implement it this spring, first time around, and of course see what kind of participation we get. And if the demand is there, we will fill up buses, we will fill up classrooms. The hospitality.
So you're talking about getting them wet, getting them dirty, getting them out in the woods.
We're actually contemplating three different sort of bus tours, if you will. Get 10 people in a van, one going north, Redwood National Park and all points between, one going south down to Avenue of the Giants and Benbow and back, and then one, really focusing around Humboldt Bay and all the good stuff to do around here.
That sounds like about 3 months.
Yeah. or a daily schlep. I mean, it's going to be quite a thing.
So is that something in addition you guys are going to have, or you're going to have to bring somebody on board to help coordinate this?
Well,
it seems like it could be hugely monumental.
It could be. However, as I said, we have a hospitality committee with some very dedicated folks, and it looks like we're going to have some volunteers.
That own vans?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Perfect. So if somebody wants to make contact with this, wants to be part of it, wants to have their folks participate in this, just give you a shout down at the Visitors Bureau?
Right. And, of course, once the schedule is set up, we will communicate to the hospitality industry, hotels, motels, restaurants, stores, everything, to say this is available and, tell them how to do it.
That sounds like cool stuff. Bring a game plan in next time. That'd be fun to kind of look at that. Where do you go? And maybe we can send folks there independent of your buses.
Well, one of the little highlights is that the successful employee will have a little redwood pin which says Humboldt Host.
Bring one of those too. Thanks for coming by, bud.
My pleasure.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.